FOLFOX has become a standard treatment for both metastatic and adjuvant treatment, basically across the whole world. Zelox is a combination of capecitabine and oxaliplatin. Makes some sense because the intravenous bit of it is replaced by an oral component. We did phase ones of that combination, and then a phase two, which showed in about 100 patients that the response rates were very similar to what you achieve with FOLFOX. So that made us set off in a big trial to try and prove that Zelox was non-inferior to FOLFOX. And that was it. There was a very simple trial design to begin with, a randomised comparison between those two arms. A bit into that, along came Avastin, the data with Avastin and FOLFIRI. And it became very clear to us that the study was not going to continue in its standard format. We kept recruiting patients and then altered the trial design to add in Avastin or placebo in both of those arms in a 2-by-2 randomization. So it turned into a relatively complicated study in actual fact, but a large one, 2,035 patients, in order to try and answer the two questions. Is Zelox non-inferior to FOLFOX? And does the addition of Avastin to either of the two regimens add something? We presented at ESMO the answers to that. Both of those co-primary objectives were met. So Zelox was non-inferior in terms of progression-free survival. And Avastin did add something to the chemotherapy regimen in comparison to placebo. And so we were quite happy with that, you know, two positive answers from a trial.
And what are you presenting here?
So what we're presenting here, at ESMO, we presented progression-free survival figures. The data that we unraveled at ESMO, we actually only got a hold of about 2 weeks before the actual meeting. So the analysis were done very quickly. We didn't yet have enough events in order to be able to say what the overall survival statistics were. We also didn't have the response assessment data because we had response assessment by the clinicians but not by the independent review panel. So we've got some additional information to discuss at this meeting. So I'm going to talk about the Zelox FOLFOX comparison. Len Saltz is going to do the Avastin plus or minus because it's actually too complicated to try and make into one presentation. It's actually a very complex study, in fact.